Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Let me start by acknowledging this morning's terrorist attacks in Brussels. We would like to say that our thoughts and prayers go out to those affected. With that stated, MLPs and oil continued the positive momentum last week, and we've now bounced 36 and 30% respectively off the February 11th bottom. This positive performance was enough to bring oil back to $40 for the first time since just after Thanksgiving last year. So for the week, oil gained 2.4%, E&Ps were up 3.8%, MLPs picked up 4.9%, and the S&P Energy Index increased 2.5%. In an otherwise quiet week last week, the big news was the official announcement Thursday of TransCanada's acquisition of Columbia Pipeline Group for $25.50 per share. The deal's potential had leaked the previous Thursday, and Columbia had been floated as a takeout candidate back since it was spun out of NiSource last summer, so this deal was not a huge surprise. However, what the question mark is at this point is what it means for Columbia Pipeline Partners, or CPPL, which was not clearly addressed in the merger announcement and related call. As we all know, the market hates uncertainty, and CPPL has significantly underperformed over the last 2 weeks. And while we are hopeful that management will provide more clarity on CPPL's future following the proxy filing, it's worth noting that our review of the merger agreement indicates they do intend to grow the distribution at a 20% annualized rate through at least the first quarter of 2017. Moving on to capital market news, Targa announced the upsize of its previously announced 9.5% Series A preferred security, which doubles the offering size to $1 billion. As well, Whiting announced the exchange of over $400 million of multiple series of unsecured notes for new convertible notes. This exchange allows the company to reduce debt and issue equity at a premium to its current trading price. Regarding oil fundamentals, the rig count increased by one last week, marking the first week since early December that the oil rig count didn't decline. The U.S. oil rig count is now down just over 75% from its peak in October 2014. The EIA's weekly inventory report showed yet another build, though smaller than recent weeks, as imports have dropped off a bit from stubbornly high levels. On the positive side, refined product demand remains strong, and gasoline and distillate inventories drew last week, marking the fourth straight week of gasoline draws. Additionally, net refined product and LPG exports have been hovering at an all-time high, north of 2.4 million barrels per day. One final note on oil fundamentals. Production continues to decline with last week's EIA report, albeit at a painfully slow rate, and production, according to these weekly figures, is now down about 550,000 barrels per day from its early 2015 peak. So while the market generally has been moving in the right direction and we firmly believe prices will move higher throughout the year, we caution patience on a meaningful recovery, and we note that we continue to expect volatility in the near term. That wraps up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.